Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Today we have part two of my interview with the Doman brothers, Kevin, Bryce, Cliff, and Brandon. I begin by asking why the brothers decided to play for BYU. Kevin, let's talk about your career a little bit. You started out at Dixie State before transferring to BYU. What made BYU the right choice for you at the time?
You know, I was pretty skinny. I had a kind of an afro going and a skinny basketball player. I wanted to play college basketball. And so Neil Roberts, the Skyline coach, went down to Dixie. That's why I went, to play basketball, really. And when I got down there, they asked me to play football, too. So I played basketball and football at Dixie. It was fun. And anyway, that worked out. I went on my mission to Barcelona, Spain. Oh, there's Bryce.
There it is.
That's funny. Anyway, now you messed me up. But I came back. I was on my mission, and I get this letter, and it's from Lavelle Edwards to come play football at BYU. I couldn't believe it. And there's a longer story to that, but it had to do with a neighbor that thought he believed in me and thought I could play football and went to Lavelle and said, this kid can do it. And anyway, Coach Schmidt was my high school coach, and he ends up out there at BYU. So I was like, I couldn't believe it. I went to my mission president. I said, I think Lavelle Edwards just asked me to play football. You know, we read the letter together, and he says, you should do that. Anyway, the fact that I came back and played football and walked on and had that experience, I know that my little brothers saw that, and they were all, you know, a lot littler, but they said to themselves, well, if he can do it, you know, I think that's what got, when I started making the team and getting on there and playing, and they say, well, if he can play, we can play. And I'm not kidding you. There is something, it's really just deciding, like Brandon said, you know, your decisions determine your destiny, and your mind starts to conceive it. And these guys, they started thinking, well, we can do it. And it really is, honestly, to play football. And you look at that team right now at BYU, there's a lot of kids that have just had to prove they can play over the years. And you, if you want to do it, you got to work really hard to do it, like our dad taught us. But for me, to end up playing football at BYU and in my life looking back, to end up having that, I ended up being really good friends with Glenn Kozlowski, if you remember that name.
He was captain
of the national championship team, and I still talk to him. My grandkids, my daughter married his nephew, and so I've got Kozlowski grandkids now. And I'm getting emotional again. But I talked to this Glenn the other day, and he was emotional, and I was emotional. We were talking about some of our friends that have died from that team, and we talk about our career at BYU, and I'm telling you, what would my life have been? I know I'm 63. Yesterday, I was 63 years old. I look back at what would my life have been? And it's not just BYU, and I'm sorry, it's not just football. It's these brothers of mine, and it's the coaches, and it's the players. And they're brothers, you know, they're our brothers. And our whole life, my whole life's been kind of focused around watching all these kids play ball now, you know. It's like, it's our life, and I'm so grateful for Lavelle Edwards, my goodness, and Norm Chow and all those coaches that were there. I'm so thankful for the impact that's had. So sorry for the long answer, but I really appreciate a lot.
Kevin, you went from being a skinny basketball kid to playing on a national championship football team for Lavelle Edwards. That's a pretty big feat. Bryce, awesome. you had schools, you've mentioned how big of an impact Kevin made on you, and you had schools like Stanford, Miami, and Utah knocking on your door. How did the Cougars win out for you?
Well, when I was in ninth grade, they were the national champs, and there was no funner team to watch on in college football at that time, not even close. And I was just kind of, you know, relatively slow compared to some of the college wide receivers, wide receiver. And so I was watching guys that weren't any faster than me that were getting open and making big plays, and I knew I could do it. I knew I could succeed there. So, and I love the style of play, and without any question, the main reason, not even close, is my big brother went there, and I was just trying to be like him every day of my life, you know. And so had he gone to some other place, I'd have gone there, I'll bet. And he went on a mission, so I knew I had to go on a mission, and BYU accommodated that better than any other. But I just, like Kevin said, how fortunate for the associations that we got there and that we still have today from playing there. I made the right decision, that's for sure.
So you, Kevin and Bryce, you're 8 years apart, is that right?
Yeah.
That's a good age gap for you to kind of see your older brother as a hero and less of competition. Because like I said, I'm the youngest of seven, and I'm looking at my sisters about that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she was the best. But when they're just a couple of years, you have a little more of that competition, which brings us to Cliff, right? You were the Gatorade Player of the Year in Utah, and you played about every position on the field. As I was looking over your bio, you played quarterback, receiver, safety, you know, your punt returner, whatever it was. And you were recruited as a wide receiver to BYU. How did that come about?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, my BYU career didn't go. I'm one of those guys that always said, I could have done better. You know, I could have. My career didn't go like I hoped it would go. And I had a lot of opportunities, different places. The hardest one for me was schooling. I could have gone back to Harvard and Yale and West Point and some of those places. And I actually had kind of a hard time deciding to go to BYU. And maybe I'll share a little spiritual side of that. We were talking about our parents earlier. But I finally just, I couldn't decide. I went to my dad and asked him if he'd give me a blessing. And that is emotional for me to think about that. Is there, my dad's now almost 88 and Mom just had her fall, but in that blessing, my dad said something that had a big impact on me. It's why I went to BYU. But I asked him, I was wanting to figure out how to be a good person too, and how to live the gospel while playing football, because my older brothers did that. So, and in the blessing, he said, Cliff, the Lord wants you to be happy. And it doesn't matter where you go or what you do in life. Just, it only matters that you choose to serve the Lord with what you do. Mm. And so I knew my dad and my mom kind of wanted me to stay at BYU so they could come to the games. The other places I were going were a ways away. And the one that was really tempting was West Point. And West Point, I was going to play quarterback for them, but you can't be married at West Point. And you can't serve a mission at West Point for at least 2 years. And those were two things I wanted to do. And so when it came down to where I wanted to go, I figured that BYU allows me to serve a mission. BYU allows me to get married if that happened. And I get to stay home by my mom and dad. So that is why I went. It was purely the realization that in life, we get to choose. We get to choose what we do and where we go and how we live. And every day we make choices. But I think that was a good lesson for my dad, that when you choose, you just choose to serve the Lord.
I love that advice. I think that's incredible advice. You guys have phenomenal parents. Brandon, in true little brother fashion, you one-upped everybody a little bit, right? You won Gatorade Player of the Year in Utah, took state. You were the regional high jump champ. Was choosing, we had to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Was choosing BYU a no-brainer for you after your brothers played there?
Yes, it was an easy decision. I wanted to play quarterback at BYU. My brothers had played wide receiver. I was not as fast as them. I was a little taller. And my high school football coach, Roger Dupe, who had played football at BYU, decided to let me play quarterback as a sophomore in high school. He didn't have to do that. I don't know that he even needed to do that, but he decided he was going to let me be the starter for the varsity team. And that had a significant impact on me. And so I just felt like I was a quarterback. That's what I wanted to do. That's who I was. And BYU had offered me a scholarship to be quarterback. And I, at that time, I couldn't think of a better place in the world to play quarterback, let alone being the younger brother of these older brothers. And BYU was an easy decision.
Brandon, when you stepped on the field wearing that BYU jersey for the first time, did you feel the weight of the Doman name upon you, or was it just more pride?
It was just sheer joy. I mean, you know, you've been coming to that stadium for so long, and I just wanted my turn so bad. And so when I put that jersey on and walked down that corner end zone onto the football field, I couldn't contain just the sheer emotion and joy of the whole thing. And yes, I was proud to be a Doman. 100%. I was proud to be a Cougar.
Yeah.
I was proud to be I was just proud to be on a BYU football team. I was proud to have Lavelle Edwards as my coach. I just was proud to be in Provo. I was just proud of the whole thing. It was so awesome. So surreal.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more BYU football brothers, Kevin, Bryce, Cliff, and Brandon Doman. This is Royal Legacy.
What's up, everyone? This is Lauren McClain. If you like my podcast, make sure you check out 2-Point Conversion, hosted by Connor Pay and Chase Roberts. Each week, the two football players invite a guest on to discuss the Come Follow Me lesson from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can find it wherever you get podcasts or on the BYU Radio app.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McClain.
Kevin, you mentioned that some of your little brothers almost feel like your sons. And I'm sure Brandon falls into that category. What do you remember about watching Brandon turn into the Dominator on the BYU football field? What was that like for you?
This is crazy. I mean, Brandon even teases me now. I'm 15 years older than Brandon, right? So everywhere I go, these guys know what I'm going to say. Everybody thinks I'm Brandon's dad, right? And admittedly, I've kind of gone with that a couple times. Don't tell my dad that, but I would love to be Brandon Doman's dad. And listen, my brothers tease me a little bit because I'm a true BYU fan. I mean, I'm telling you, there's probably not very many guys that are as excited about BYU football and BYU basketball right now than me. I am ready to go. Let's go. Right? I've never seen an opportunity like this for this university at this time. The media, the way it's out, it's just unbelievable how it seems like stars are aligning. Now, we got a long ways to go, right? But it's so exciting for me to be a Cougar, like Bryce says, and I get so excited to watch everything on TV and everything. But now I forgot your question. I started talking about being a fan.
There's so much to be excited about right now. But I asked you about Brandon. What was it like watching Brandon?
And Brandon's the same way for me. I mean, I'm happy to be a fan right now without that pressure, to be honest with you. I couldn't even go in when he was playing quarterback. It was so hard. Everybody in the stands thinks they got it all figured out, right? They know how to be the quarterback. And so I couldn't sit there. I had to just walk around and watch. When he was playing and coaching, it was intense. It was intense at that point. But I was so proud. I tell you, there was one moment that, there were so many great things, but there was one moment and that it wasn't even the one where he comes back and beats at the University of Utah, and all that was great. But there was one moment that he came running down, and it was at Cougar Stadium, and we had to kind of come back and win. And he faked like he was going to do a little, you know, run up the field, which he'd done a lot. He ran the ball a lot. He faked it perfectly and then pitched it to Luke Staley, who is just a perfect play. And Luke runs it into the end zone, and we win the game. And it was – I swear I thought I was going to just die and walk into heaven right then. You know? I was so excited.
That is so awesome. I can't imagine. You mentioned being in the stands, which you, I guess as a regular fan, you don't think about very much when it's your brother or your son or whoever it is, the one that's playing or coaching. That had to have been maddening. And you all had to go through that. Bryce, you mentioned that you reached out to Kevin at one point asking what the play was, right? You reached out to him for a lot of advice. How often did your little brothers reach out to you for advice on how things ran at BYU?
Oh, man. Kevin is a great advice giver. And I think Brandon and Cliff, as far as advice goes, I'm not so sure. Did you guys ever reach out and ask me for advice?
That's why we're laughing. Yeah. No, I'll answer for you. I don't know that I ever reached out to Bryce, but like I said, I watched every route he ran. Every route. And we did have that benefit that, you know, I didn't have to call him and ask him. I had it. And I spent a lot of time in the film just on my own watching what he did because I could see it rather than call him. I was scared to call him.
I'll tell you something that Cliff did for me, though. He might not have called me very often and asked me for advice. And by the way, I don't blame either of them if they never asked me for advice. But about anything. But Cliff gave me a token that is just, you can't even imagine what he did for me. He put together a highlight video for me with all my favorite songs from that era. And basically, in order to make a highlight video that's going to last very long, every play has to be on there. Every time I ever touch the ball. So it's a video of every time I touch the ball. At BYU, it lasts about 30 seconds. But no, it's it was incredible the amount of time that he put together on that video and put it to music and I think that in and of itself was a representation of how he felt. And you know, I will say I work with Brandon every day, and I don't like him very much. You know, it's crappy to have your youngest brother be so stinking wise, you know? I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I was hoping you were going somewhere with that. That's not where it ended.
No, it's terrible. It's a terrible experience to have your youngest brother have to be observant and pay attention to the environment. I think he probably learned that as a coach and probably especially as a quarterback, but he has an uncanny ability to just observe the situation and then kind of come to a conclusion that is so wise. And you just have to go, dang it, you're right again. You know, you're right again. And I'm getting tired of that.
You're going to Brandon for advice, not the other way around.
But I have to tell you something, and I'm just going to tell you four guys on this call. I'm so glad he's using that skill in our business, and I feel bad that BYU didn't get to use it for the last however many years it's been. Their loss, my gain. So thank you very much, whoever made that decision.
Well, you just told more than four people that, by the way.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people that agree with that. Cliff, now that you all have families of your own and you're several years removed from playing at BYU, how do your kids and even your grandkids react when you start to reminisce about the old days? Is it positive feedback or is it like, okay, we've heard these stories a million times?
Oh, both. You know, Brandon and I live across the street from each other now in Pleasant Grove. So I get to do that with his kids. They listen a little bit. My kids don't care. No, it was actually hard on our kids, to be really honest. They had a dad and three uncles that played football at BYU, and I didn't realize the amount of pressure that they felt from that. And so as that became a thing, I tried really hard to downplay that a little bit with them. They were all really, really, they are all really, really good athletes. And I wanted to enable them to be empowered in their own life and not have to live in our shadow, which was a little hard because Brandon became such a stud. It was, everybody talked about him all the time. So actually was hard that way. And I tried to downplay it myself. I don't know what you guys did, but I saw it's hard for them.
It's kind of hard. One thing that's so interesting, Lauren, is that we all had kids that played ball. In fact, I was just thinking about it, but all of us have had kids that played high school football and some college football. And I guess, let's see, Jace is going to start playing college football this year, right? So, I mean, I think all four of us have had kids play football. And now these guys don't, but I'm have grandkids that are starting to play. In fact, here in just a couple hours, I'm getting kind of, I've got, what do you call it, butterflies. I've got a little grandson, Eli Doman. Eli Doman is going to, he's a quarterback, and he's got his first game here tonight. So at the stadium, and I'm nervous. And I'm not nervous like I used to be with these guys, though.
I will go back to the first comment I make, just in case I get lost, that now I look at all these grandkids and all these kids, and I feel so different about it. I wish somehow I could take that dome and competitiveness that we had when we were young that made us, you know, who we are as brothers. And my advice now to these guys, and I was thinking about your advice question. I go to them, I think, more for advice than they come to me now. And it's because they're really great. And I really love them. And I look up to them, and I look forward to things they say to me. But my advice now to all of us is that with these kids and grandkids doing all that they're doing, that, man, just keep reminding me that the only thing that really matters is what Archie Manning said on the podcast the other day. We just got to love them. We just got to love these kids. And that's the only thing that matters. Just be there for them. And no matter what happens, they're great. And so anyway, I appreciate, Lauren, I'm going to drop off, but I really appreciate being on here with you. I can't wait to watch this.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate you coming on.
See you, Kev.
Thanks, Kev. Love you.
Okay, we're going to end this by asking you a couple quick rapid-fire questions that I want all of you to answer, okay? Who would you say is the best all-around athlete out of the four of you? Now Kevin can't answer, but who would you
Brandon.
Say?
I'd say Bryce.
Cliff?
Well, probably Brandon. He's huge. And he has the ability to do things that we could do too, but he just had a lot more size.
All right. Who's the most likely to talk trash and then but be able to back it up from the four of you?
Bryce.
Bryce, for sure.
I am a trash talker. I'm way better talker than athlete, though, so the last part.
No, he can back it
up. I'm not sure if you can back it up. All right. Who was or still is the most likely to bend the rules in a backyard game,
Cliff.
Just to win?
Cliff, for sure.
No doubt about it.
Hey, winning's important.
I agree, especially with your brothers. All right, the last and most important question is, I know you guys golf a lot. Who's the best golfer out of the four of you?
I hate to say Brandon, but when Cliff's on, it's Cliff. But Brandon's probably the best right now.
I agree, but my goal is to beat him. That's going to change this year. That's going to change.
I agree. I would say Brandon, and I look forward to I look forward to the next round we play.
All right, guys. My last question for you, Brandon, is what do you want your kids and future grandkids to learn from the Doman family story as you kind of compile all of your brothers and your own story in your brain? What do you want your family to learn from that story?
We're inseparable. We're an unbelievable team of brothers. Four of us are best friends, and we look after each other, and we truly, truly are inseparable. What makes up one makes up two, three, and four. And I want my children to know how much I love these three brothers of mine, and that I would go to the end of the world and back with these three guys. And I think my kids already know that. And I hope my kids feel that way about their siblings as well. I think that when we're done, I think that will certainly be one of the legacies we leave behind.
I'm here with the Doman brothers and BYU football legends, Kevin, Bryce, Cliff, and Brandon. You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're so busy. This was a lot of fun. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later.
Thanks again to the Doman brothers for coming on the show with me. Christy Solomon helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.